If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stay tuned now as Phil Silvers guest stars on The Beverly Hillbilly.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I love getting yelled at right before the show starts.
I don't think it was yelling. I think it was guidance.
I didn't realize he was so angry at me for messing with TikTok when we got started yesterday.
It did sort of derail a little bit. And
that's the charm of the show, isn't it? Isn't that the charm of
that's
the show?
That's part of the charm, yeah.
Part of the charm.
Part of the charm.
You're clicking.
I think that charm also irritates a lot of people.
And I think
it was clear on.
Well, stop getting on the websites. Stop reading the mail. Don't
the
Team
OS fan club.
Yeah,
the emails come to me.
No, it's the other people. They all come to you. They did for the other guy too.
Don't
buy that. Don't buy their crap. F them. I'm a dinosaur. I've been surviving a long time, and we haven't had the meteor arrive yet. So I'm fine. And besides, if the meteor arrives, I don't give a poop anyway, whether it does or not.
Let them
if they can't take a joke. It was kind of interesting, and I thought we'd give it a try, you know. And
I have no problem with going on TikTok. It was that you completely checked out of the show for 20 minutes. That was my problem yesterday.
I think it was closer to 15, Mike. I'm glad.
All right, fine, 15.
Do you have to reset because of your clicky-clock-clock?
Am I clicky-clocking click-clock?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
well, then I'll see you.
Yeah, you are.
You know what? I'm
Might
going on TikTok.
That every
Goodbye.
Day. Might want to do that every day. Might
hey, the
be
funny thing is, Mike,
when
the funny
you're working
thing
on
is,
your picture, you're for your camera, might want to click out and click back in. We'll discuss when you come back, when you're not clicking.
Will we discuss or will you just yell at me for something I did?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm
no,
not
you
yelling
raised
at,
your voice.
At you at all. You know, I mean, I can only have one person picking on me at one time, Rob. Get out and come back
well,
in, please.
But you're well, we'll talk about this soon.
Yeah. All right, very
it's
good.
It's not picking, it's the charm of the show, apparently.
Thank you. You're not mad just because the Red Sox beat the Orioles last
your
night.
Your Red Sox
that
are
was a,
going
a hell
a nice
of a
run.
Comeback.
Your Red Sox, they're on a nice run. A great series against the Yankees.
I feel for you. I'm not the kind of person. I save my gloating for like a brief moment, but I really don't gloat. I'm not the kind of person that will. I had a Yankee fan buddy that would text me. Right at the end of a game, and it's not you wouldn't welcome that, nor would I. We're an open wound at that particular moment.
Exactly. Now I might do that during football season because they don't play each other again.
Okay.
So it's like the one game.
Yeah.
Versus with baseball, it's like, no, if you texted yesterday, my immediate comeback is, well, there's still three more games to go. It's a four-game series.
There are. And then, you know, you never know. I will tell you that the emotional investment for baseball and football are far different in the O'Mara household. Because for football, it is, you know, there have been tears. There is cussing. There is door slamming. There is Carla going to the bedroom. Said, "I'm done. Forget it." And my behavior is atrocious during NFL games. Absolutely atrocious.
Did you have two dogs during the NFL games last year during the season?
What do you mean?
Both dogs? Did you have both dogs? Because I
had three before the season started.
I killed dogs.
What I know is this: is that my late stepfather was a tremendous fan of the Dallas Cowboys, and
when they lost, it killed them.
No, and not during their best years. To watch the game, he'd have to get out a television antenna, And though it got to a point that every time the antenna came out, their dog Otis would hide. It wasn't about turning on the TV. He just associated the television antenna with a yelling person.
Well, I look, if now the way it is in our house, if the Red Sox are playing badly, I'll drift off. I'll watch something else. I'll just, but if it's a real, nail biter, as you got, how long have people held on to that with you saying it was a nail biter when we said you didn't know the term?
They were wrong. They were wrong then and they're wrong now, but it was about 6 years ago.
I don't have any memory of the details of
what happened. Is you asked when the Iowa game was on television. It was a Saturday game, and you texted me, and the score at that point was like 30-3 or something like that. There was a tremendous discrepancy in the points. And I said, it's on ABC and it's a real nail biter. I was speaking ironically, but sometimes that doesn't carry through on a text, because when it's a 20-point or 27-point difference, it's not really a nail biter. And you thought that I didn't know what a nail biter was, that I was sincerely saying it was a nail biter.
Did you establish that when we had the original discussion?
Yeah, but no one listened. Ever.
Wow, we are a cranky lot with this late taping.
All they
today.
Did was listen and take a crap on me. That's all they did.
I'm going to brighten your day. I'm going to really brighten your day.
Thank you.
With something that really brightens everybody's day. And that's when something really embarrassing happens to me. And it's not a big deal.
All right.
But it is. It might not be a big deal to anybody else, but it is to me.
All right.
And I'll give you the good news first. And this is by the way, this is why the motto exists: don't get happy.
Right.
Because, following that horrifically embarrassing moment was a moment of great joy, which I will share with you also. So here's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
We tape later in the day, and I, let's see, in the morning I'm doing show prep, and then I go off to do what I do during the day, which is usually hit the egg. And then apparently Mrs. O'Mara, whilst heading out the door with my son this morning, said she'll pick him up.
Oh, that's great.
Whew. Now, a few things going on, got a car in the shop, a few things, are on my mind. And all I was thinking about was usually when the one parent is dropping off at school, the other parent's responsible for the poop machines, which are my two dogs.
Two dogs, right.
And so that's all I was thinking about. And there was no communication between us during the day, so I missed the fact that she was picking up. And so that meant both of us were on our way to pick up my son. But that's not what really mattered.
It's always good, Mike, to have a redundancy in a plan. So if something, God forbid, happened to either one of you,
so here's
still
what happens:
something to pick up. Yes,
and I'm going to tell the whole truth here.
Nothing but the truth. Right.
At Happy Valley, it's hot out, real hot. Like it's been hot for months here.
How
so it's
hot is it?
It was so hot. I saw a robin dipping its worm in nest tea.
Hi-oh!
And I go in, and since we're taping in the afternoon, I rarely do this. I usually am in, out, because I got things to do with you fellas. But for some reason today, a lot of politics was being discussed, and I had not one, but I had two adult beverages. I had two pints of Guinness.
Well, yeah, the heat.
That's sure. That we'll use that as the excuse.
Well, I know that we
actually, but no. You know what? No, I'm going to tell the truth. I have to edit and tell the. It had nothing to do with the fact that politics was being discussed.
All right.
It just was, and it rarely annoys me. This time it annoyed me because it was so. I don't want people to be at a table with me and think they have to edit their thoughts, but I also don't want to feel like, I'm part of the family, it comes to that. So I got up and was walking out the door right when another guy was arriving. I said, I got up and I say what I often say. Well, I'll leave you fascists alone right now.
And
a little laugh ensues. Some laugh, some don't. And I'm out the door. But one would have sufficed in that kind of heat. One would have been fine.
Right.
Two, perhaps, you know, wore me out a little bit. It's in the past. It's 4 hours ago.
Do you ever drink on the course?
No.
No. Never?
Very rarely. Maybe once in a blue moon, you know, for something, you know, somebody brings it up or, you know, I've had those days where, you know, usually that's a Saturday if that's going to happen.
Understood. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just a little bit logy. And all it served to do when you have lunch and two beers is, you know, it's a siesta time after, you know, after you get in the car.
Did you have the chef special today, the Benadryl sandwich?
I had the thing that there's one particular person that hates the fact that I order it because I do obsessively, compulsively order it, and I order it every day. And I have ordered it every day maybe 4 weeks. Go right ahead.
Baked Alaska. Now, what do you order every day?
A Thai salad.
Oh, you got it. That's like right up your alley. That's perfect for you.
It's so good.
Yeah, you love that.
It's like, you know, it's lettuce and sweet and chicken and nuts.
It's got a
lot of good stuff in it.
Do you get like a lunch portion?
Used to get the full. Used to get the full. Now I get the half. And there's a guy there that says,
I don't buy that, by the way. I eat as much at lunch as I do at dinner. I don't think we need a smaller portion for lunch.
I didn't, but then it's just you get used to it and it's good for calorie restriction a little bit.
What are the fascists order?
Variety. There was a hot dog platter that was.
Hot dog platter.
Sounds good to me.
It's like a hot dog BLT. And they brought out two of them with lettuce and bacon, and it looked amazing. I guarantee you that guy's sleeping right now.
Was it ordered by a larger man?
No. It was ordered by a small guy.
Okay.
Buddy of mine. And but it was fun, and I was on my way, and I said I got to split because I got to make it down to the school to pick my son up. And so what's the matter?
So you didn't fall asleep.
What are you doing? What are you doing with my story?
Are you Beth
coming
Manning
in and going to
the
punch? What the f, Carla? Come on. What? I'm telling a story here. What are you doing? Come on. Why don't you get on camera? Yeah, why don't you get on camera?
Look,
this is Carla. This is post-workout Carla right
totally
here.
Totally Beth Ann'd you right there.
So he just
effed me like you've never effed me. You just told the punchline of the story.
So he rolls up and he's like, we're both in line, by the way.
No, I am going to have this story. You are not going to jump in, walk in because you're off today and tell the story.
Okay, fine.
Come back if you want to after I'm done.
Don't let him tell you that he fell asleep, though, because obviously that's not true.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
She doubled down on it. Doubled down.
You passed out.
I did no such thing.
Yeah, you passed out. No.
Get out.
Get out.
Hey, tell her I like
out.
There's not much of a difference.
Yeah, tell her I like her hair.
Josh said there's not much of a difference.
Yeah, when you drink two beers, it's called
passing out.
I'm just hoping this ends up with the school on lockdown because Michael's missing.
Yeah.
I'm in the line. And I get there early enough because I'm good at that.
Right.
And I got maybe three cars in front of me. And the way it does, you go right, left, left, right, and there's a real like it's all pickup and drop offs at schools. It's convoluted.
It's a system that's not
so
good.
You shoot down between two rows of parked cars to do pickup. And then it goes all the way. Whenever I say all the way, I always have to invoke the memory of Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
And then the rest of the line goes all the way back. I have a straw. I drink your milkshake, Eli. Eli, you slithered out. All right. Anyway,
I can't wait to hear how this story ends now.
Now, so you're in line. Do you know at this point that Carla's also in line?
No. No clue.
Okay.
No clue. So here's what happens. I'm in line, and I'm just fighting it. I'm fighting it because I'm going in and out. I'm in a loner car.
And it's warm.
It's hot.
Sunny,
and I'm not comfortable
because
it's a mini mobile. It's really tiny. And I'm going in and out. I'm going in and out. And I go out. This is approximately maybe 17, 18 minutes after 2 p.m.
Okay.
All right. At 2:28, apparently, because I looked immediately at the time.
Yeah.
I open my eyes, and I notice that there are no cars in front of me.
Oh, no.
They've gone around you at this point?
No. Nobody's gone around me. That's the problem. There's no way to go around me.
Right. It stopped when you stop. Right.
I don't know how long it took, but I think it was brief. I think it was really brief.
Just brief.
The lady that runs the line, one of the teachers, administrators, comes up and she's like, hey. And I don't think she banged on the window. I think I was awake before that. But I'm like, I know that I sat up and went, and there's nobody in front of me. I panic.
Sure.
And then she
smash on the accelerator and run over the teacher.
She starts laughing at me.
Good.
And I roll down the window, and I think what I said to her was like, well, it's not like I could be identified as an older father before this. The old man who's just...
She's seen it all before, though.
Maybe not, but I am pretty much mortified.
You just woke up on your own here? You don't think there was horns or honks behind you?
Oh, I think there had to be honks that I didn't hear. Had to be. There had to be. Because she kind of looked like she was running over to get me.
Wake up!
Yeah, that's what they sound. All the Model T, great horn sound.
I got a better one. Hold on.
Wait. Okay. You know what?
Wake up!
That's good.
Okay.
You know, might say it would really be helpful if you'd find a sound effect, but why do that? Why do that, Lex Luthor?
Well, you know, with the back 20 of your Teslas head. In line sound just like that.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. It was a level
really
of embarrassing.
You really sort of scraped the bottom if you're going with bald jokes. You're better than that, Mike.
Well, it's just because you turned your head to us, and it was just like it was more baldy than before.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not going to make you do it again. I'm not going to make you.
Well, I don't know that you could. I don't know that you could make me do it again. You could ask. Declined.
So I go up to the front, and then I'm expecting, and I roll down the window because I don't have my little sign that usually has my kid's name on it. I said, Michael O'Mara, and the other guy up front goes, Michael O'Mara, and then just pull up to the side over here. And then
I don't want to derail you, but what sign?
No, it's a sign that says O'Mara, sixth grade. Yeah.
Oh,
and
you
hang it from, has it been that long?
Yeah, it's to speed up the process so they don't have to ask the parents.
Has it really been that long since you had children in school?
Well, when I had children in school, they just let them out and they'd find us.
Willy-nilly?
Yeah, willy and nilly.
Like a free-for-all? You weren't in a car line?
We were in a car line, but yeah, they wouldn't like direct the people to us.
That's how my middle school is now. I pull up and the kids just come up to the car and get in. There's no... organization. Okay. Elementary school, I had the sign like you have.
Okay. So,
I remember you used to have a sign on your car that said, Mike O'Mara, noted disc jockey.
when you're told to pull up and pull over on the side, it's because they can't find Michael, or do you think they were sending the police officer over to check on you?
Walk a straight line, please.
Michael left early with his birthday friend on Friday, and as it turns out, Michael was taking a test after school.
Oh,
and meanwhile,
okay.
I have to pick up my car from the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm ready to go. Then what happened? So Carla got involved in it. Then the phone rings. It's Carla. And Carla informs me that she is also in the line. So now I have forgotten that she was going to do pickup and I have fallen asleep.
Is there any chance the school called her to say, hey?
No.
Your husband fell asleep.
No, she knew he was taking a test.
So she knew.
Yeah, Carla said the same thing. Did they think you were dead?
Yeah, that's not funny, Carla.
It's not funny, but you're the second person I know who I consider a close friend who said, are you dead?
Well, how much drool did you have to clean up?
Nothing. There was nothing. I think it was, but I was out. I mean, I was O-U-T, sound asleep, out. That's why I wouldn't have let the cars go in front of me. And I was fighting it the whole time. And then I found, she goes, I said, does Michael have something going on? She said, well, I'm in the car line. I said, why are you in the car line? She said, because I told you I was picking up today. So now I'm not only elderly McSleep again, but I'm, you know, forgetful Freddy as well, because I haven't remembered what she told me.
What would have been the best, Mike, if she says, yeah, I'm still in the car line. I should be out, but some a-hole up in front fell asleep.
So she goes to park because she's got to wait for him.
Sure.
In the parking lot because he's not going to be out yet. Meanwhile, I see her and I do this quick left turn because I have to tell her my sleeping story.
Okay.
And I had to tell her that before somebody else, so she could come in and ruin it during the show, which she almost did. But yeah. Not to. Now, that's the embarrassing news. Ready for the good news?
Yeah, I like to have a little sunshine with my rain.
My son? Just got word, just got the email. He made the golf team.
Hey,
he made
that's
his
great.
Golf team. So I'm really, really proud of him. I'm
that
really
is
excited.
So cool.
That's great.
He's
yeah.
great. There were about 20 that went out, and 13 of them are playing on the team. And I'm very, very excited for him. And he's one of the younger ones because he's a sixth grader, and it goes 6 through 8. And very,
how
very
pumped
cool.
is he?
He's very jacked up. Come on in. Come on in. Yeah, he is. Here
Has he
comes.
Requested yet that you don't attend?
No, he is not, but he hit a bad shot when I was there to pick him up.
Hey, Mike, there's a message in the chat that I'd like to read now.
Yes,
it comes
right
from
ahead.
A Carla O'Mara,
mm-hmm.
and she says he leaves out that he had 2 beers.
No,
well,
I did not.
No,
I
you
led
didn't
with
leave
it.
That.
We
you
that.
Led
if you
with
listened
it.
To the show, Carla, you would know that I told everybody that.
Carla McBride.
Might want to listen to the whole thing. Congratulations, pal.
Appreciate it.
Add a boy to my godson. I love it. Good
yes.
job.
Thank
Way
you.
To go. Way to go.
I didn't know awesome. We were all supposed to wear polos today.
Yeah, we all got our golf shirts yep. on today. We're all getting ready
and,
to hit the
And
links.
Hot pants.
Yeah. Very good. Is that all you wanted to come in and gloat a little bit? Or
yeah.
Yeah, accept the congratulations of the audience here?
I'm very happy.
Good. Okay.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, practice starts tomorrow. They don't waste any time. No wasting time whatsoever.
Get those right. Chinese golf shoes right. ready.
Good
yes,
job.
Yes, yes. Right.
There you go. Yep. Oh, they look good.
I bet.
They're really good. Yeah. He'll never have any other. The way his feet grow, there will never, ever be any other. Okay, we see your thumb.
Why is that funny?
I do not control
that is
my
very
own life.
Funny to me. It's like a life. That's like a real life emoji.
There you go. This show is out of control. This show is so totally off
it
the
is.
Rails.
Today. I think it's my fault.
But anywho, I'm. It's so that's the better. You know, that doesn't. I can sleep all day. I would have slept. You know, passed out totally if I'd known he was going to make the team. And for
well,
a little
now,
guy,
now that he
good.
Made the team, you can sleep even longer in the parking lot.
That's right. Or you could sleep at the clubhouse.
Space.
You could take him to the take him whatever course he's playing and sleep in the clubhouse.
I don't get the proper. I do what they say, like on all the clips that I get online that say it'll kill me, is that I don't get enough shut eye. I went to sleep at 10:30. I woke up at probably 5 a.m. today. And
I don't think the kind of sleep you need to extend your health is in a borrowed car in a parking lot.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't get enough sleep at night.
Oh, I thought you could catch up in the parking
no,
lot.
No, that's
okay,
terrible
good.
Sleep. That's
yeah, it's the worst.
And besides, what do you think the ticker, what does that do to the ticker when suddenly you're like,
it's no good. You know what you could do to stay awake, Mike? Get an ice cream cone.
Yeah, you've got an excuse now. Every day on the way to school pickup,
mm-hmm.
an ice cream cone.
It's funny you mention an ice cream cone because now I think I know it wasn't necessarily the
oh no,
the 2 beers,
Krispy Kreme on the way.
Where did you stop?
I had a cookie.
A cookie.
I had a cookie after lunch.
Was it
a really great cookie?
Was it a country club cookie?
It was a country club cookie, and the country club cookies kick ass.
Because
you want to know you're in rarefied air, you have a country club cookie.
Well, if you're taking a nap, I think it's one of those marijuana cookies.
Oh, it was so good. It's called an Almond Joy, and it's got like the coconut and some chocolate chips.
You
in
know
it.
The name of the recipe.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Would it be too hard to get the recipe for our cookbook?
Maybe not.
Ask
maybe I
chef.
Can find it. I'll try to find that. So
and we'll call them country club cookies.
Joseph says, okay, now we know the title to be Country Club Cookie.
I wrote it down.
You know, of course you'll put that in there. Because wouldn't you say you still like to kind of feed off the old guy, right, that we used to work with, like, and spotlight the golden? Isn't that still a little lingering, golden boy stuff?
Josh and I
do it every day.
Every day. And what we want to do
talk about my golden boy existence down here.
Not really. No. What we talk about is something that is not revealed in the title, but when it is revealed in the show, it proves to be funny. For example, another title I've written down is Hot Dog BLT.
And so far I've written down The Charm of the Show.
Yeah.
And There Had to Be Honks.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There had to be honks.
How do you not love the phrase Country Club Cookie?
We just created it.
It's wonderful. Yeah. It really is. Better than a Double Tree Inn.
Fantastic. CCC. I'm very excited.
Triple
about
C,
it.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of my advanced age, and this is almost overkill for me, embarrassing myself about my advanced age, but you know, I mean, between getting the little bruisey woozies here once in a while and scrapes and stuff, I'm pretty convinced that in the series of aging moments, and I am 66 years of age, and I thank you very much. Thank you.
That used to be a sarcastic clap. Now it's genuine.
I believe that in my mind and in my approach to life and in my with-itness, I am probably on the upper end of people my age. I think there are people my age that can be really like,
I
see them down here.
Sure.
So I think I do well. But then there are basic things that are starting to indicate that you know maybe I'm out in the sun a little bit too much because I'm pretty sure that when in the world of aging your eyes go first.
Yes,
that's the be ready, young people. If you're like in your early 40s or maybe even your late 30s, get ready for.
And also, Josh, don't think that it's consistent how your eyes are going to go on you. There are some days you're going to wake up and you're going to be able to see. And then there's some days when you wake up and they're not working for you, and you got to warm them up.
When did you notice a decline in your vision? How old were you?
50, I think. 48.
50.
50. Probably 50. Yeah.
I was probably mid 40s when I noticed it.
Because I'm at that point where I'm almost need reading glasses.
Yeah. It's and you are. It. How old are you?
45.
45.
So I'm at the age where I'm moving things.
Yeah.
And
yeah. 45 is when it started with me, and you're kind of like, hey, what's the deal? You have to hold stuff
further away to read it.
Yeah, and then it gets worse and worse. So your eyes are the first thing. Then I think probably the next thing I would say would be, the graying of the hair and maybe the thinning of the hair. That might be there.
If you're prone to it, Rob's case started in
his late 20s.
Yeah, if you're prone to it. But I would think after the sight, hearing becomes a bit of an issue. And not total hearing loss, but certain frequencies. Well, usually that of a woman's voice.
But that's more of an industry thing.
I do. I believe that.
My dad went through it. So, I mean, I don't know that it is a totally industry thing.
Well, that might be your mom.
Well, my mom, they're no longer together.
True.
This is a disc jockey story. At many radio stations that I worked at with young guys as well as older guys, you could walk down a hallway at a radio station, and if a door was open in a studio, you would hear the headphones. And it would be coming through like it was a loudspeaker. That's how hot the headphones were.
That's how I followed the Don and Mike show through Don's headphone bleed. Yeah. I didn't have any other speaker in the studio, and I could follow callers, sound effects, music beds, everything
Absolutely.
From his headphone bleed.
And so, you know, you throw that in. But to be honest with you, that one hasn't really bitten me as much as other ones. But the last thing I was going to say, there's a nice tan Florida arm. But you know what? When you look at the hands, it's just like,
They look good, Mr. President.
Your skin begins to...
You have the Trump bruises?
The Trump bruises are... that's another thing. And you know what? I'll put one in for your team.
What?
With all this talk about, he's ill. Your skin, if you're out in the sun a lot and you take like an aspirin a day to thin the old blood, I did it since my 20s because of migraine headaches. And by the way, it worked for me. That affects like somebody bumps up against
you bruise all the time.
But it's essentially your skin rotting off. That's what's happening.
I don't
your
think
skin,
that's
your
the
skin
case.
Is slowly beginning to slough off.
It sloughs off,
and eventually it will slough
thin.
Off your skeleton, and you'll be, you'll be walking dead.
No, no, it's going to. It'll slough off, and it'll become more tender, like that onion paper you used to type on in high school.
Well,
but
it gets
never going to reveal your bone.
It gets crepey.
Yeah,
And if I held my arm a certain way. It's like going to the mechanic. I can't make it do it. I'll look a certain way, and I'm like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Why
are you going
to
a mechanic to fix your skin?
No, it adds that, and I look at it all the time now, and I'll look at marks that I have, and I have no idea. It's probably the dogs, because I play with the dogs, and I wrestle with the dogs all the time, but that is absolutely number one now for me. Looking at my hands, and I say, look at this. Look at this neck. This is what they put makeup in movies to make people look older. That's what it is.
Of the
you know?
Three of us, am I the only one that will wake up sometimes and find bruises for no apparent reason? I don't know why I got
them.
Well,
that was when you were drinking, and those were severe bruises.
Well, Mike, those were some severe bruises, but I'm talking currently. Like,
really?
I have a bruise on my leg right now. I have no idea where it came from.
Yeah,
is
but
it
look
about
at your
the
skin.
Size of? Is it about the size of someone's fist? Have you checked?
It's about the size of someone's.
Wow.
It's about the size of someone's mouth. Okay.
Wow. Oh God, gross.
Well,
like a hickey? That is so nasty. What was that? I picture somebody like suckling on your butt cheeks or something.
No, no, no. It was my.
No,
thigh.
It's his leg.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Could be worse.
But your skin.
Yeah.
You could zoom in on Rob's skin, and I would say you've got the kind of vascular. Stuff you've always had, which is not necessarily healthy looking, but your skin itself is
beautiful. I've been told by makeup artists, beautiful skin.
Josh doesn't appear to have any blotchy skin.
No,
I put makeup on before the show.
But everybody, so be ready for that. It happens. It happens, and there are little things that, and
have
it's
you,
slow, and
have
it's
you lost
the march
any,
of times.
Have you lost any nails yet?
No, my nails, my toenails are pristine. And I have been it gives me a chance to reiterate a little theory. If you're going out, I don't care if you're a warm weather climate. I don't care if you're at the beach with your family. All right. If you are going out to dinner, I'll give you lunch. I'll even give you lunch.
Thank you, or
even breakfast. You're on the way to the beach. You go. But if you're going out to dinner where people are gathering at dinner, leave your open-toed sandals in your domicile. I don't need to look at your yellow, withered toenails when I'm about to sit down with my family and have a meal. All right? I don't care to look at that.
What type of restaurant? And why are you staring at their feet?
I think a restaurant, because they'll walk by. They'll walk by.
What if it's like a four-star Italian restaurant on a Disney cruise?
Well, tell the story. Tell them the story. You got kicked out.
No. They gave me shoes is what happened.
It was because you were disgusting going into the evening dinner, which, by the way, there was a time where you needed a jacket and I think maybe even a tie to go on a cruise ship and have dinner.
Wore a jacket that night, but I didn't pack a lot of shoes.
Hold on. I never knew you wore. You wore like a sport coat jacket with Birkenstocks, you slob?
No,
really?
No. Yeah. I think they looked fine, but apparently it was against the policy, and they gave me a pair of the hardest plastic shoes that were horrible. And
horrible as looking at your Fred Flintstone feet
dinner. They wouldn't have seen my feet under the table, but if what happened is it resulted in me.
One of the comments said they gave you a wig for the night.
Yeah, okay.
A wig. That's funny.
I'll buy that for a dollar. So the worst thing than just showing me to my table is making me sit in the sort of lobby area on the bench to change my shoes.
Well, whose fault is it?
The fault is the society.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was never told there was a footwear policy.
But I'm sure the policy existed.
Well, it does now.
If you read the manual or whatever they have,
manual.
I mean, if you're on a cruise ship, wouldn't they send you out like dress codes? There are dress codes at many, many establishments, including places where you can get a really nice cookie.
A country club cookie.
A country club cookie.
I'll send you the manual, Rob, for December's cruise.
I love that. Yeah. I'm only going to bring one Birkenstock, so I'll just wear one of them.
By the way, the MSC Seaside is no slouch cruise ship.
Tell me about it.
I would urge people to bring, at least one decent dinner time outfit.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good idea. Mm-hmm. You know, Dirk will bring, 40 or 50 different suit changes that he will
have. And 40 or 50 guests.
We can only hope. They're all welcome. But I think that, that was not your, it was not their fault. It was your fault.
I suppose in retrospect it was, but I didn't do it maliciously. I didn't do it lazily. Mm-hmm. I tried to fix myself up for the thing.
I wouldn't say you did it maliciously, but the latter part, come on. I mean, isn't it kind of easy just to leave the, the caveman shoes on,
I did not pack hard shoes.
The browned out mildew Birkenstock cork.
Would you have gotten away with it if you wore socks?
I would have gotten away with it if I wore bell bottoms.
That is a legitimate question. Do you think they would have been on you if you'd had socks?
I think I could have gotten away with socks because I would have just said, "Hi, I'm German."
Here they are. I've got my shoes with socks. Socks on right now.
But live and learn is what I say. Because it was, it was one of those add-ons on the cruise where, you can have a meal here, or if you pay X number of dollars, you can go to this restaurant. And so we did. We did trade up and go to that restaurant.
So not only were you wearing your open-toed Birkenstock gross shoes
not gross, but you
were wearing them into a specialty restaurant that is a slightly more formal environment.
That's why I wore a coat.
How many size options do they have for those shoes?
For Birkenstocks?
The loaner shoes. Do they have every size?
No, not Birkenstocks. For the shoes they put you in.
The hard plastic shoes. They asked me my size, and I told them 13, and they appeared almost magically.
That's like a bowling alley.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It is. And I'm sure they had an oversized.
They probably have a lot of 13s because the people of larger carriage don't wear proper footwear.
No, Mike, it's not a fat thing. It's just big feet. And I'm sure they also had...
I would say that the people that more often than not probably skip the right footwear are the big, sloppy fatties. That's what I would say, probably.
Well, those people aren't walking. They're rolling up in their little scooter and a blanket over their legs.
And also,
they get away with it.
Yeah, they're not going to go to the restaurant that's the upgrade. They're going to go to the buffet, though they can eat and eat and eat. And they're probably not wearing shoes at all.
Aren't there specialty restaurants on the cruise ship we're going on?
I'm sure.
Yeah, they all do that.
Yeah. They have a chocolate fountain, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They have a chocolate boutique, Mike.
Okay.
Just don't put your toes in the chocolate fountain.
Actually, chocolate fountain is my nickname for my feet.
Chocolate fountain. That's disgusting. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Football's back, and the Stars are ready to put on a show. I can't wait, and it's so much more than just watching the game. You can get in on the action with Prize Picks. Do you think that Saquon Barkley will have more or less than a rushing TD, or Joe Burrow more or less than 2.5 passing TDs? What about Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards? Lock it in and get ready for fun. Prize Picks is the number one way to play daily fantasy sports in over 40 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Deposits? Simple. Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard. Withdrawals? Lightning fast. Safe, secure, and here's the game changer. PrizePicks invented the flex play. So even if one of your picks doesn't hit, you can still cash out and double your money. This season, don't just cheer. Play like you've got skin in the game. Millions of fans already have. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Comfort is personal. For me, comfort is crawling into bed at the end of a long day and knowing I'm going to wake up feeling good. Not sore, not sweaty, just rested. That's why I love what Avocado Green Mattress is doing. Their eco-organic mattress is their most affordable option. But here's the thing. It doesn't cut corners. It's a hybrid latex mattress with the perfect medium firmness, soft, supportive, and designed to last. You'll feel just as good getting into it as you do getting out of it. And here's something I really appreciate. Avocado Mercado owns their own springs, wool, and latex supply, so they pass the savings on to you. That means you get healthier, organic sleep at a surprisingly affordable price without compromise. Plus, it's sustainably made with trusted certifications that prove it's better for you and the planet. That's real peace of mind. So head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save up to 20% on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better. Let's move on, shall we? Absolutely wretched. We got a little news coming up, but first
wretched.
Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, if you are coming on the cruise and you're worried about feeling a little oozy when you're out at sea, first of all, you don't. It's a pretty big ship. But even if you, there are people that, doesn't matter how big the ship are, they get a little seasick.
That's me.
If you got nausea, meet your arch enemy. It's called Relief Band, and we are here to tell you we all have them, and they are fantastic. And, you know, a lot of times you'll see people with a little Dramamine patch here, or they'll take medication. The Relief Band is a wonderful tool that goes on your wrist. It's got a little vibration on it, and it prevents nausea. It's the original anti-nausea wristband, clinically proven, drug-free, and doctor-recommended. It stops nausea from motion sickness, migraines, had those, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, and more. Just strap it on, adjust the intensity, and feel relief kick in. I love this product. I've taken it on fishing trips with my kid. It's fast, zero side effects. The new Premier Plus Relief Band, we have those. We just got them in. The model goes even further with smart skin sensing technology, a built-in digital clock, and next-level nausea control. It sounds too good to be true, but trust me, it works. I have it. I use it. I love it. Relief Band isn't magic. It's science. Hospital developed, doctor backed, life changing. So if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea free with Relief Band. Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you will receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code for 20% off plus free shipping, which is a great deal for Relief Band. You're going to love it, and we all do too as well, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Hopefully, I got my act together today. Let's do the first test. I did a little pre-show test, and, well, I didn't plug it in.
What kind of test did you do then?
God, I'm such a dipshit.
No, don't say that. Those are horrible words, Mike. You mustn't say that.
I'm such a dipshit. I really am.
No, now twice? No. Mm-hmm. Don't say it.
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. All right.
Okay. Get ready because here comes Josh.
All right. Here we go. No, doesn't work again. I'm so sorry. Hold on a second. Now I'm going to try it one more time.
Okay.
No, it doesn't work. Sorry.
Do you want me to provide your whooshes today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so mad at myself right now. I really am. We start today. First of all, let me get over my depression I spent
a lot of time
on it. I might as well sleepwalk through the whole show every day.
Hey, your son's on the golf team. Let's see a little sparkle.
We have massive news. We have really, really massive news, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready for this?
Taylor
Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married.
Good thing we got a late show.
Otherwise we would have missed it.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Let's see here. After 2 years of dating, the couple confirmed via Instagram on Tuesday, and this is the caption. I don't understand this. Somebody explain it to me. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. I don't know what that
means. Are we supposed to think that they're teachers?
I don't know. They captioned several photos.
It's because she is a poet and he's a football player.
No,
so it's your English teacher and your PE teacher.
You know, I'm going to have to put on my Relief Band because that explanation makes me sick.
The Kansas City Chiefs tight end is 35. He was photographed getting down on one knee in a beautiful garden and presenting Swift, also 35. Oh, they're both 35.
That's sweet. So awesome.
Yeah. Presented her with an engagement ring. No word on the ring. I wonder how big it is. Swift appeared over the moon as she hugged and kissed her new fiancé before the pair posed for photos in celebration of their milestone moment.
The sad thing is that for the wedding, all 75,000 tickets have already sold out.
They'll build a life together. Start with a small apartment. Maybe someday save up enough to get a big house. You know?
Exactly.
I'm really pulling for
him. Sitting on the floor the first night sharing a pizza.
I truly am. I'm really pulling for him. I am. Yes, sir.
The ring is by Kindred Lubeck, and the cheapest one that person makes at retail is $33,000.
Wow.
Really? Wow, that's nice. Well, congratulations. That's all I have to say about that.
I think we're all very excited.
Very excited. Happy National Dog Day. Yay, dogs.
Yay, our dogs.
Around 45% of Americans have a dog. I didn't know it was that big. Compared to 32% who own cats.
Losers.
Many of us have both. Well, if you have both, you're cheating. My humble opinion.
And those cat people have about 10.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Same number of animals, just less owners.
If you look at just at pet owners themselves, that subset of people, 74% have a dog and 51% have a cat. So there is some overlap. A new poll by the pet food brand Hill's. Not familiar with that one.
I've heard of it. I think it's an upper tier one.
Higher end.
Yeah.
They looked at how we're most likely to get a dog in 2025, and it's not from a shelter or a pet store. If you got your dog from a friend or family member, you're not alone. 33% of dog owners got their last dog that way. How did you get your last dog? Didn't your wife pet sit or something like that?
I got my dog from Travis Kelsey. Linus we got from a rescue site, and Sebastian we kind of share ownership, and I think he was also a rescue, both rescues.
Shelters and breeders, so 33% got their last dog from a friend, shelters and breeders 24%, then pet stores at 18%, and 10% found their dog as a stray, which is a very romanticized version. Yes,
and turned out to be a raccoon. How unfortunate. Life.
The big difference with cats is we're more than twice as likely to adopt a stray when it comes to cats. 22% got their cat when it just strolled into their life off the street. But back to dogs, the poll looked at different sized dogs to see what our favorite is. And are you a big dog person? You got big dogs. You just have one, right?
Well, Sebastian is 100 pounds, and he spends about half his time here because his home is
kind of like your surrogate dog.
Yeah, but Linus is 50. I mean, Linus is about a perfect sized dog.
Let's see. Josh, do you have dogs?
Yeah, he has one.
I do. It barks almost every morning.
What size is and breed is your dog?
Boykin Spaniel.
Boykin?
Boykin.
Yeah, because that's what it loves to boink, Mike. Yeah.
And about how many pounds is that?
I think it's like 50 pounds.
50 pounds. Like that. Medium dogs are the most popular. That's anywhere from 26 to 54 pounds. Small dogs are next. Just 25% say they'll want a big dog. The top reasons for not wanting a big dog include, you know, all the hassles, room for one, they're harder to travel with, blah, blah, blah. Whether or not you can keep up with them also matters. 34% of people under 45 would get a big dog compared to just 18% of people older than that.
They die soon because they a lot of stress on their joints and stuff. They have a hard time in old age.
Yeah.
A small dog will live longer.
Well, down here, the smaller dogs are walking the older people that are going to die soon because of their joints.
They have bad joints too.
Harrison Ford and Jay Leno aren't super close, but they're close enough that they can help each other with very specific bathroom issues. This is interesting.
Wow.
I'm not a big, you know, Leno fan, but I thought this was just an interesting story.
I like
to
when
me.
You do Harrison Ford, though.
Harrison has a toilet in his Wyoming house that has a discolored and unattractive seat.
Well, I think we know what happened there.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how it got that way.
Well,
the problem
it's Calista Flockhart.
This particular toilet was discontinued. His potty, so he couldn't find a replacement seat. This crapper must be incredibly important to Mr. Ford because he could afford to replace the whole damn thing if he wanted to, but I guess they don't make them anymore. Instead, he went hunting for a new seat, even asking friends in the plumbing industry, but then he remembered a visit to Leno's garage years ago.
Yeah, you know.
When he knows that Jay had a 3D printer. Yeah. So he called him up, and Jay's printing him a new toilet seat. Yeah, I can do that
what
for you.
What toilet is this that you can't even retrofit a current seat for?
Harrison says, quote, "I embraced the project in a way that I thought I could never have imagined. People appeared from the depths out of shadows, and they got involved in it." So he's getting a new toilet.
You know what? That sounds manufactured to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because somebody's promoting toilet something. Seats are not, they're not that distinct.
Mm-hmm.
Except yeah. it was odd. I thought I sent you the video of it over the weekend, or I meant to.
Okay.
Where it was Harrison Ford was sitting down for an interview for something else, and then just got a phone call in the middle of the interview, and it was Jay Leno.
Oh,
and the
okay.
lady just says, well, why is Jay Leno calling you? And then he starts talking about his toilet.
Yeah. I don't, maybe it's like a Star Wars toilet seat or Indiana Jones. Maybe.
I don't know, but I need you to play the sound.
Okay,
for me
there
again.
We go.
There are certain songs that tend to trick Republicans, most notably Neil Young's Rockin' in the Free World, Fortunate Son by CCR.
Yes.
And of course, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
I don't think we think about lyrics. I don't think anybody thinks enough about lyrics. I know.
Read
I
the
don't.
Lyrics of "Born in the USA." It's not a happy song.
No, it's an anti. Yes. You know, it's a protest song.
Yeah,
if it's
it
anything,
is. It really is.
You'll often hear those songs at conservative rallies being played as if they're patriotic tracks when they most certainly aren't. Well, Aaron Lewis from Staind, S-T-A-I-N-D, that's the band.
Rock band. Yeah.
He is one of those conservatives who was rooked by the boss during an appearance on the Tucker Carlson show. He's great.
I love Tucker.
He said, quote, I think that Springsteen is a disgusting display of not appreciating what was handed to him in this country as being an American.
Oh,
the
hold
success
it. So
that he has.
He's mad at Bruce for writing the song, not for the fact that it's reused.
Yes.
Well, then he's an idiot.
The fact that he duped us all with one of the most anti-American songs ever and called it Born in the USA as some sort of celebration.
How did he dupe
doing
us?
That, you no. moron?
Idiot.
God. Anyway, he says, the fact that he duped us all with Born in the USA, some sort of celebration of how great it is to be born in the USA. It was a song that was, why don't you just listen?
Pointed.
To the song?
Yeah, it's a pointed message that involves people in Vietnam being unappreciated.
You know, when you have the like-minded get together, you know, and somebody's way out there, like Tucker is, you get, this is what you generate. People feel comfortable to release their inner moron, and they come out with stupid stuff like that. Here's his quote.
All right. That's on both sides.
What's that?
That's on both sides. You see that in both sides.
I'm angry at myself for not seeing it for so long and actually giving him, in my mind, the credit of being a representation of blue-collar America. Well, then go listen to the Lee Greenwood song.
Exactly. Yeah,
that gives you everything. That's the big one that they play all the time.
It's a good one, too.
But, you know, but to get mad at Bruce is not fair.
And nobody handed Bruce anything. Look
and by
at his
the way,
career.
If it's both sides, then find me a anti-liberal trope that is played at a Democratic rally.
I've got it. YMCA.
There it is. No, probably kind of hard to find. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's
I agree.
The way that
I agree.
Goes. Finally today, here's a pop quiz.
Good.
If you pee on an anthill, does it help rid the area of ants, or will it just attract even more ants? There's a TikTok hack that claims urine is a greener, more natural way to rid your property of ants. And the people pushing it aren't wrong, but there's a catch.
All right.
The answer to the question is peeing on an anthill can actually make your ant problem worse. They are drawn to your urine because it's loaded with a compound called urea. Urea! I've got an idea.
I've got so much of it. Mike, it's great.
A study in 2019 found that they like it even more than sugar water.
Who made that decision?
You know, we have fire ants all over.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish I could go
pee on
them. There's a house every 6 inches. I can't do that. Damn
it.
No,
you're due for
a
new TikTok.
This is true.
What if you wore a skirt?
Yeah, just like squatted.
Yeah, exactly. But not too close.
Like I was looking at my phone. Here's the hack, and here's the catch.
Yeah.
Here's how it can work. If the urine ferments long enough, that compound turns into ammonia, which ants hate. If you don't want to call an exterminator, you just have to store your pee in a mason jar for a while, it says, and ideally at least a month.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're prepared.
Yeah. I mean, and why are they specific about the container?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mason jar.
Mason jar, of course.
I've never stored my pee in anything else, Rob Spiewak.
Well, that's
always
like
always in the mason jar.
Since you read the book about Howard Hughes.
Yes. Yeah, that's where it is. Just shelves and shelves and shelves if you come into my garage.
That's right.
You know, don't touch that.
I remember that you have them by date, and you can always tell when you're dehydrated.
Yeah, yeah. Getting ready to go out to the anthills right now with February. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's finally ripe.
Yeah. Well, this is a good time for the TMOS cookbook.
Mm.
Yes. It says you have the copy.
Yes.
I didn't get the copy. So let me tell you about it.
Well, I can tell you for the TMOS cookbook, this is your last chance to get in your recipes.
Yeah, this month, this week.
End of August, five days.
It's the TMOS family cookbook. And yes. Rob, get a copy of it. Or write a copy of it and put it in the regular spots instead of saying, I have the copy.
Okay, well, originally you wrote the copy. Yeah.
Yeah, I know I wrote the copy, but it doesn't matter. I want you to give me the copy to read.
I will send you
the copy, and if you ask for it, I will send it to you. Are you asking for it?
I'd love it.
Okay.
And good. I'd like it to be rewritten.
Why would you want? Oh, because no longer the recipes?
Freshen it up.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I will freshen it up. I will do that.
No, I can freshen it up. Just send me the original.
I'll send it to you, and I'll make the little changes. And,
cool.
But the deadline for submitting recipes is when,
Five
Josh
days.
Sirocco?
August 31st.
August 31st, your deadline to get in your recipes for listeners from the TMOS Family Cookbook. It's going to have the three of us and our recipes and our friends and family. We're going to have P1 listeners that are going to involve in this, too. We are going to have listeners sending in recipes, and it's the Family Cookbook, and we're going to make it available before the holidays for you. And if you want to pre-order, you can do that right now at michaelmarashow.com. You go there, order the cookbook, and it'll be there for you as soon as we print them up for you.
I had to lean on my mom a little bit, but she did today submit to me her recipe for chicken paprikash, which is outstanding and sort of a family secret.
Is that Polish?
Hungarian. It's Hungarian, I believe, yeah. And it's basically a sour cream-based sauce with lots of smoked paprika in it, served over chicken, served over noodles. It's incredibly good.
Is your mom Hungarian?
No. As a matter of fact, she's not. But
one of my ex-wives, I think, has some Hungarian in her.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And
how
so,
was her paprikash?
I never had it. No.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. Yeah. I'm not saying anything. Cooking not required. It's a weird show. Why do we always have it? Hey, folks, if you want to wonder why we tape the show, it's not because we want to do stuff in the morning. No, it's basically because the energy is weird when we do this once
it's
a week. And
weird.
Then we'll have weird energy tomorrow, too, because we're going to be doing it in the morning. You can eat. It's a weird, weird energy. That's what it is. So anyway, the TMOS.
Did she serve the paprikash in a mason jar?
No, she served it freeze-dried in an envelope with some papers. TMOS Family Cookbook available at michaelmarashow.com. Get yours today and submit your recipes before the 31st, or you're going to be in very, very big trouble, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one that jumped to the top of the hit parade.
Yeah.
I got to ask you about this. You said, and this came from you, I know nothing about it.
Right.
There is a new trend, and it is called hamstering. Now, back in the day, I could have told you what hamstering was.
Right.
And it involved Richard Gere, and there were rumors circulating, and it involved string, that type of thing. But we won't go into those details.
I don't think I ever knew the string part.
You got to
get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get it out somehow, and tie a string around its little foot, and you do that. Yeah.
Or you could just hold like a piece of cheese. Hope he comes looking for it.
at the cave
at the
entrance.
Yeah. But this is very different. Now, Mike, have you ever had a hamster or a gerbil?
Probably when I was a kid, but I don't have a memory of it. I think maybe everybody, at one point, I remember everybody had a hamster.
Okay.
I think.
Do you remember how they, I think rabbits do the same way. Do you remember?
I like when I sound like Billy Bob Thornton when I say that. I think everyone had a hamster. I think everyone, there we go.
Mustard and taters.
Yeah,
did they? They have that feeding, not a feeding, but like a drinking tube, right? Where it clips to the side of the cage.
No, it's a full fledged. My hamster had a full fledged feeding tube.
Well, only towards the end.
We went in through its nostril and taped the tube to the outside.
I remember Mike's hamster, Josh. The saddest thing is when it was on dialysis. It lost so much weight.
It was so sad.
It was.
But it was great when and all the hamsters from around the country were able to make it in.
So,
did that feeding tube ever get tangled up in the wheel?
We're hitting them on today's show. We are,
so,
ladies and gentlemen.
What I'm talking about is the water bottle, and it clips to the side of the cage, and it has like
a
little.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Like, and you're like, right, rabbits too. You're right.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Yeah, so, and Carla has one next to my bed.
Hamstring is full of Guinness.
Mike, just in the car.
Hamstering has to do with that, but if you really want a hamster, you need a car with a sunroof or a moonroof. Let me just play the video.
Is that, I thought you said this was something to do with sex.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, okay. Your mind hasn't figured it out yet?
No. No, I really haven't got hamster.
And my initial reaction was like, I want in. I want to drink as though I am a thirsty hamster. But I was like, when I got this car, I even said for myself, I wanted a sunroof. And I used to have one in the back, but I'm like, no, this is my selfish moonroof for me. But I never thought that I'd be able to be a thirsty hamster and enjoy this in multiple ways. But here's the thing, like, in my head, it makes sense, and it's a great idea. I'm on board. But in practicality, like, I don't want to wait until the moment. Can you imagine waiting for the moment and then being like, hey, thirsty hamster? First of all, I don't want my car scratched.
See, what happens...
I'm sorry.
What about all the windows?
I might have missed something.
No. She's been a little vague, and I'll explain it to you.
All right, let me ask this question.
Draw a picture for Mike.
Is somebody lying on top of the sunroof?
Yes, but the sunroof is open.
Yeah, and somebody lying on is of the male persuasion?
Yeah, and then the person that's in the car is the thirsty hamster.
That's, God.
But, you know, Mike, it's not as clear as you think.
There's belt buckles, there's buttons, there's things that can scrapity-dapity measure
are.
Up on there.
I know.
And not from theirs.
Mike, like, it's the least of her worries.
I'm just looking out my window right now. I think I figured it out.
So she's trying to figure out.
Parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, is that... Maybe they're forward. They're forward. Down. Okay, can we imagine that? You gotta go up. All right, let's open the sunroof.
She's opening the sunroof now.
Okay.
Well, she probably needs her husband.
I mean,
yeah, and also you gotta find a spot that has a level of privacy, I would imagine.
Maybe a garage?
Maybe he does one of these. And that way you can like conceal yourself in your car. I figured it out.
Too much work.
Way too much, and practicality is... She's funny, though.
Like, that could be a thing?
She's funny now.
Like,
that's making me laugh.
Standing? Thirsty hamster. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. She seems to have found the...
Yeah, she's sitting on the console.
That's pretty...
Rob, does your car have a sunroof?
It does.
No, I'm not the thirsty hamster. I'm the water bottle. I'm a water bottle. I'm a water bottle, baby. A water bottle. I'm a water bottle, babe. Okay, no.
She makes it work.
Yep.
I love it in theory. Yeah. I just don't want to look like this when I execute it.
Yeah, I don't think it works in real life.
But it's a thing. It's a thing that's going on.
Yeah.
I would imagine, and probably we'll have our first fatality by Halloween.
Probably before the end of the show.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be driving and hamstering.
Oh, yeah, 55 miles an hour hamstering.
It's a weird world.
You got to be the water bottle.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? Rob writes the spots and they just come in this order. I did not plan this, but this is, before we continue, I have to share this with you.
Yeah.
He wrote this, all right? I don't know. He didn't plan. I was the one that decided I wanted to talk about this thing. So when Rob wrote this first line of this commercial, there was no planning.
No.
All right. So Kismet. With that said, hello, all you blood and gorge ticks.
No.
You know who you are. You're the ones who gladly listen to the free show Monday through Thursday without being a part of the TMOS bonus show family. But do we hate you? No.
No.
We welcome you. Now, listen, come aboard, because better access means more fun. You deserve more. Like our state-of-the-art TMOS extras. Rob just released one that anyone who loves showbiz will adore. Would you care to elaborate a little bit more on it?
A guy, my best friend in high school, John, he went from Vienna, Virginia, where we grew up, to Emerson University in Boston, and then to Hollywood.
Emerson College.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Emerson College. But he talks about what it's like to land in Hollywood and become successful. It's a fascinating story. He's produced, he just directed his first film, and he's producing what's going to be Michael Douglas's last film right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great story, and he's a very charming, good fellow. I think you met him briefly in Vegas.
When I listened to it, it was everything you want to know about being behind the scenes and a little bit more. I was amazed by it.
Thank you, Mike.
It was
Thank
really
you.
Special. Mm-hmm. You can sign up for commercial-free TMOS, which also includes the bonus show every week. Come back to where you belong, the TMOS bonus show family, and it helps our cause like you would not know. It is the best thing you can do for us. If you like this, you like taking your time out to listen to this free show every single day, check out the bonus show and subscribe.
You'll love it.
We need you. Remember, your bonus subscription is the power behind everything we do. So when you grab that bonus subscription, you're making sure all the great stuff keeps it coming. Be a hero. Be a helper. For additional details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com. And remember, if listening to a show on Friday is your personal onus, you can fix that problem with the TMOS bonus.
That's right.
That was horrible.
We're running out of rhymes, Mike.
You can order. There's no such thing. You can order now, and if you like, order twice. Excelsior. My God. Anyway, I just wanted to some thoughts on Tommy Fleetwood, if I may, just for
He's a golfer,
second.
Golfer, right?
Yes. Tommy Fleetwood won the end of the FedEx championship that he won over the weekend. Everybody loves the guy. And there's this lot of talk about the age difference between Tommy Fleetwood and his wife. She is 23 years older than he is. And apparently she was not at the victory celebration off Greenside. And apparently
she's sleeping in the car?
Yeah, nap time.
I'd like to say that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We're here all week long. But apparently they took so much heat when they first started going out together, and then when they got married. And I'm here to say, listen. There's one thing. Hey, Josh, I use a Bible quote. You'll like this.
Oh,
all
nice.
Right? There's one of my favorite things in the Bible that says, judge not lest ye be judged. Mm-hmm. And what that means is, listen, let people live their lives, okay? Don't judge people because you're to be judged as well, all right, mm-hmm. if you want to do that. And she seems like a very youthful, I think, 57.
Moved.
And he's in his 40s, 30s, I'm not sure. And 23-year age difference.
He's 34 years old.
34 years
she
old.
She didn't ever, like, babysit for him, did she?
That you'd have to do a deeper dive yourself okay. to find okay. that out. But, as somebody who suffered in the beginning, I'll never forget that lady in my restaurant back in the day says to Carla, hey, when you get done catting around, you might want to find somebody your own age. People can be very, very cruel.
They can be.
And can I say this on
the
record?
His brother set them up.
His brother set them up. There it is. Okay.
And his brother is actually graduating from eighth grade this year, which is great.
Stop it, you. She was in a sports management agency.
Yeah.
That's how
okay,
they met.
So it's valid. Yeah.
So it's now it's valid. But what if they met at a bar somewhere? It wouldn't matter. It's
well,
like
Well, I don't
it
approve of
matter.
Drinking.
Love knows no boundaries, okay? It really does. Now, do I endorse, pedophilia? No, so don't go down that road, please. But when you're grown-ups and you're of the legal age, mm-hmm. sometimes love finds you and you end up growing together as a couple, as Carla and I did, and shut up all you judgers out there, because you know what? A lot of people gave us a lot of crap. Do you know the people that didn't? And I'll never, ever forget my family for this. My family was, they took to my wife, Carla, immediately, and it was so special, and it was wonderful, and it was a good thing. But there were so many people that didn't give us a plug nickel's chance,
yeah.
one little bit. And by the way, for all of you people out there, especially in the country club cookie circles,
yes.
that might have said, hey, gold digger.
Yeah.
Gold digger.
Yes.
Trading in for a new model. Let me tell you something. You know when we got married? We got married, two, 3 months after I got fired.
I remember.
From my job.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were wondering about that. Yes,
but
what? What are you going to say that's mean? What are you going to say, contrarian?
Well,
what
I'm
is
just
it?
Wondering if she thought you'd still be without a job for so long. If she expected you'd be right back on radio.
That is. Well, it was a year it took me to get a radio job, and then I lost that one, too, Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, there was no, she was doing what she was doing, ass. That's what it was, okay? Stop it.
She knew that you didn't have a job. You didn't hide the fact.
No, didn't hide anything.
No, good.
He still drove to the radio station every morning.
Had an ice cream cone and came home.
Put a suit on. Shut up. All right. We're moving on. Do you have beautiful video for us, for the love of God? Or we're running. Wait, no, that's it. No, we've got time. Stop the music.
Okay.
I lost my place in the show.
We're in perfect shape right now. But to answer your question, yes. I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You have beautiful video?
I do. Right. Every day I prepare a big plate of it.
All right, but I'm running ahead of schedule, and I do want to ask Josh about, is it called Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I?
Kalshi, yes.
Kalshi. And it is a new, they're betting sites.
It's a betting site.
There are millions of them right now.
They're trying to run it like it's a stock market site where you're investing, but really you're betting. And it's stupid stuff you're betting on, like what is the high temperature in Philadelphia today?
Mm-hmm.
79 or 80? Or 81 and 82. What do you think is the high is going to hit?
That's I say 82.
What are the choices?
79 to 80 or 81 to 82.
I'm going to go with 79 to 80. It's going to be cooler. It's very, very cool. It was cool where you guys are, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful here today. Yeah.
It currently has 90% of the vote.
Okay. All right. And I'm sure it's cool up in Philadelphia, too.
But it's stupid things like you can bet on the weather. You can bet on... Will Travis and Taylor get married this calendar year? You can bet on which UFC fighters will fight on the White House lawn.
Oh,
who the next CEO of Open Door will be. Will John Bolton be arrested? And it just covers everything. And you
how do you find them? Do you Google or search the thing that you're interested in?
Yeah, it's got different categories.
That's how he found out, will John Bolton be arrested?
Well, I went to New and Trending.
So it's new and trending.
Yeah. Where will Putin and Zelensky meet next?
Okay.
Are there any good National Guard bets for Washington, D.C.?
I'm sure there is. Let's see.
Table was talking about that at Cookie Land today.
I bet. You know what they're doing up here today, Mike? If you go, I was downtown today. Come up to your nation's capital and see the National Guard literally picking up litter in front of the White House.
Really?
Well, yes.
It's exciting.
Someone's got to do it. Now, where will the national? They do have a National Guard thing on here.
Good.
What city will come first, Boston or Baltimore?
Baltimore. Actually, 100%. You know, as much as I oppose it, it's probably years overdue.
Baltimore needs it. I don't think it'll go to either.
Every issue is gray. There's gray in every issue, Rob. Mm-hmm. There really is.
You're
there
right,
is.
Mike.
I think that when you talk about this whole thing, the thing I worry about is a police state. That's what everybody worries about that is on that side of things. You know, you worry about, you know, first you have law enforcement, then you have election enforcement.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it can happen in the blink of an eye. And
it's going to be amazing what happens because we have, I was going to say, it's unprecedented. There's no reason to know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
I think Trump is trolling you.
You think he's creating this National Guard issue to distract us from other things?
I think it's setting up for the midterms. Because he knows he can't send the National Guard into other cities besides D.C., but he's calling them out so that then suddenly it looks like you Democrats are for crime.
Yeah.
So I think it's all a setup for the midterms.
I am for crime, aren't you, Mike?
Big supporter.
Yeah, I like. Always, you know what I like? Bank robberies.
I think.
Mike away.
Mike kicked the wire. I think sometimes Trump is trolling the Democrats and. They jump so fast onto something stupid he says that they miss that they're being trolled.
Yeah, I think you're right. This is the same situation with I'm putting sugar back in Coke. This was a huge deal.
Thing.
Yeah. Mike, you're muted.
Mike, you muted yourself when you fixed your camera.
Maybe it's an if and thing. If he talks, we can't see him. And if you see him, we can't hear him. Can you tell if he's actually his old channel's muted, Josh?
He's not muted in StreamYard.
Okay. Did he? Oh no, he's moving. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought he had locked up.
I don't know what he did over there. He probably brought the National Guard in.
The National Guard pulled the plug.
Yeah, they pulled the plug.
Mm-hmm.
I told him it was litter.
I told him he had to be carrying a gun during the show. Nothing big, just a pistol. So. I bet he needs to go out of StreamYard and come back in.
That would help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear us, Mike?
I assume he can. Mm-hmm. There he goes.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, so it's really, if you drive into the city this week, it's just a really great feeling to be there. Everyone's so happy.
No one, but that's how DC is before. It's never fun to drive into. I don't care what's going on.
You've got people that are scared now, is what I'm saying, and I've heard it. Well, yeah.
Well, I'm not worried.
You're not worried because you're white and you're in Florida.
No, because I was scared about driving in certain parts of DC before the National Guard was in there.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't want the fact that they have a gun that is encouraged and allowed and pointed at me. They just
gave them approval to carry guns. But
and by the way, they seem to all sort of centralize at Union Station, and if there is a place in the entire District of Columbia that is not crime-ridden, it's Union Station.
Well, yeah,
I don't know why they're putting them there. Yeah,
I'd like them to wander to some other places.
Yeah.
And it could be that that people don't go to those other places to see if the National Guard's there.
I guess. You know, that's valid, but I just don't see why they're putting so many people at Union Station. Hard to say. I don't know.
To show up on the news, and that's where the camera crews are.
Well, I think also the camera crews are going to go where it's an easy shot.
Yeah, you know? That's what I mean.
And news is always lazy like that.
They're always lazy.
Mm-hmm. They go where the pictures are. So... The downtown is all up in arms about that. We don't have any of that in Leesburg. There's no National Guard.
No, because you're in Virginia. You're not in D.C.
Right. We're all safe. We're all good.
That was my point, is it's only in D.C. Mm-hmm. You know what? If it works and D.C. becomes nice and clean and crime-free, then good. Then back them out and keep it that way.
I want to, before Mike comes back to do the beautiful video, there is one piece of video that I want to show just to you because I think... this applies to you. You love your AI. And Will Smith has put out what he calls a sizzle video. Where he says that, thanks for coming to see me. My favorite part of it is seeing you. Tell me if this doesn't look like it was created in a computer, this entire 1 minute video.
And in the heaven you get to enjoy. The harder you fall, the higher you soar. God opens a window when the devil closes the door.
Yes,
Believe me, they tried to bleed Will Smith in the rear view.
The first thing that troubled me about it is his face is either not shown or distorted because it's not really him. And the crowd looks very, very electronic.
To lift me higher,
I was focused on the crowd.
Yeah?
It doesn't stand out as AI to me.
It looks to me. I don't know.
There's something going on with YouTube where I think they've changed their compression models or something, where everything's starting to have a shiny AI look.
Okay.
I think YouTube's doing something.
All right. Let me go back to this because I really do want your opinion because you are our AI guy.
Where is this supposed to be?
They didn't say. I didn't know he was on tour.
I don't know. This is a big crowd.
Don't you give up on me.
That's not. All right. All right. The people with the signs are not there.
Yeah,
The lighting's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely.
The lighting's wrong, so those people are at least put in there.
And I think that when they did that shot of him along the fence, I think those might have been real people, but the people behind the people on the fence are fake. That's just...
Yeah,
let's go back
they might
to
be
the,
filling it up.
Yeah, let's see more of
it. And it might not be
this.
AI. It might just be editing.
Yeah, but I mean, they're making him appear to be in a huge venue. Let's see a little more. You're right. The lighting is all over the place.
All right. I'll pause it. Pause it right there. Go back.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Wait. That one will work too. There's the AI. Look at their faces.
Yeah.
Look at the guy to the right of the sign in the back.
Exactly. The guy that looks like Steve Carell.
He looks like he has pantyhose over his head.
Yes, you're right. You're exactly. And you know what? The lady to his left is also bad.
Look at the guy holding the sign. Have you ever seen someone so disappointed to be at a concert?
Well, you know what? If I was at a Will Smith concert, I might look that disappointed.
You can make it. Helped me survive cancer. Thanks, Will.
Yeah.
With the biggest frown possible.
Yeah. Maybe he's just.
And the lady next to him is AI weird.
Yeah.
And there's also a half of a head next to him.
And well, the lady next to him, next to his arm.
Why does it take two people to hold the sign?
I think that for the lady in front is just helping. The lady to our right, as we look at it, is not looking at the stage. When you're at a concert, you look at the stage. All right, yes, let's finish this out.
It's creepy. Yeah,
you gotta believe.
Bryson Gamble.
Believe in yourself.
Bryson Gamble.
You can do it.
Take it home.
You can do it.
Oh.
Yeah. There might be two people there. That crowd is all AI.
I thought the exact same thing.
Creepy.
And it is creepy. I don't like it. Hi, Mike.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry about that.
But yeah,
how
we were just...
Nap?
It was great. I fell sound asleep, and it was terrible. It was terrible. I don't know what happened.
We were just talking about Will Smith cheating his fans, but now I toss it over to you.
Oh, okay. Are we going to a commercial right now?
Yes,
is that what we're doing?
And I can actually start it. I subscribe to Incogni.
You love
and
it.
I have not
You've been
gotten,
raving about it.
I have not gotten a spam call in 2 days. 2 days.
This episode is powered by Incogni, your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal. Data brokers scoop up your info, names, addresses, even social security numbers. They sell it to whoever's paying. It's just rampant. You know that.
Yeah.
Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess, and identity theft is always lurking. Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023 from the previous year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers, keep monitoring, and push back when brokers resist. You stay off their lists, period. With 4 flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. Use code TMOS at incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off on an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's INCOGNI.com/TMOS. Beautiful video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry.
Oh, Mike, listen up.
Listen up. This is the XM Nation.
60.6.
XM Radio. Another hour of music.
Mike, you're a drummer. What is your opinion of Phil Collins?
Phil Collins, in his day, sad to watch the state he's in right now. He was phenomenal. Great drummer.
Yeah.
Great riffs. Great musical drummer. You know?
And also, I think he, the way he mic'd and captured his drums was also sort of trend-setting.
Absolutely.
You can definitely hear a Phil Collins Phil
and
know
a
it.
Huge Buddy Rich fan, too. Phil Collins big Buddy Rich fan, yeah.
All right, so this week, his estate, or him, however they do this, released a demo of Susudio. Now, I love the song Susudio, and it's kind of fun to hear a little bit of it in its sort of infant stage. This is the demo. I love the fact that he doesn't even have the words yet. He's just sort of, going along with the beat.
Yeah. And he's not doing well, unfortunately. So
no.
Kind of a drag.
But the thing that I love about that is you could trace that back to the final record, and the drums are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Other things have changed, but the drum was locked
in. Yeah, and you're right about
in.
The way he mic'd his drums. And, when you read about a lot of bands, so much is sound and not necessarily the music and the
You're
notes,
right.
but the sound of the instruments and the sound of
Keith
the way.
Richards.
Yeah,
Keith Richards is not a good guitarist.
But just the way he created the sounds.
You're right.
Type of thing.
All right, Mike, you don't have your house in Nashville anymore, do you?
No, once I tried and I released a lot of those songs and they just went down the crapper.
I forgot you went down there for your music career.
Yeah, I was really hoping that my first single, Sleeping in the Car, would be, out there and would be something that people would that would resonate with people, but unfortunately it did not.
Wasn't that a cover of a Jewel song?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Sleeping in the Car.
Mike, there's trouble. If you're going to be walking your dog in this lady's neighborhood, please, for God's sake, pick up after it, or she's going to get you.
I just walk on that side of the street.
Across the street from this home,
where Nashville police were called last night after a woman pulled a gun on a man who was walking his dog.
We was coming down the road and it was all types of police.
It's Ned Beatty.
All stemming from a pile of poop that was left in this yard. Police say a 60-year-old man with disabilities and a cane was walking his dog when Jennifer Evans reportedly came out of her home and began arguing with the man. It escalated with her pulling out a pistol, pointing it at him when she says he refused to clean up after his dog.
That was crazy. It ain't never nothing like that go around here.
Those who know,
Michael, I'd like to replay that actuality if I could. Right?
And I think it might have been his mess, not the dog's.
I'm crazy.
Ain't nothing going on.
Clean up after his dog.
That was crazy. It ain't never nothing like that go around here.
What?
He's so excited that something happened in his neighborhood that really
ain't
looks
never
like.
Never nothing like that going on around here.
His neighborhood looks like it's the neighborhood from Stranger Things.
He was excited. The, he was the excited. TV came out and everything. Mm-hmm. Very special.
Yeah, he left
TV
his mason come jars. Out.
His mason jars to keep you. We don't have one ant.
TV not, come out.
Not when. Not one ant in this neighborhood. Of course, my Aunt Vicky, whose house I go over to for supper every Sunday.
Mike, there is a new soda, and you can only get it at Dollywood.
We're here at Dollywood, and we're about to try the 40th anniversary Pop Fizz drink. Apparently, it's like a special.
And not for nothing. If you're
what
gonna
did
have
they
a
say, the 40th anniversary hot what drink? Because
no,
it sounded like, if you play that back again,
I
it
will.
Sounded like it was related to what we were talking about before.
Well,
like
I think
hot
he's related.
Mason jar. Yeah.
I think he might be.
Or, sounded like hot something that we were talking about.
He said hot hamstring, Mike.
Let's listen.
If you have a beard that long, grow out your mustache. That's okay. All I'm saying to this fella. Okay, let's
have it. We're here at Dollywood, and we're about to try the 40th anniversary Pop Fizz drink. Apparently, it's like a special
Pop Fizz drink.
Pop Fizz. Oh, okay. To celebrate Dollywood's 40th anniversary, this is the only place you can get it. It's a lot more red, like reddish orange, than Coke is.
Coke?
Madison's going to try it first.
Madison's going to try it.
Of course she is.
She don't like it.
What's the flavor?
Oh my god.
What's the flavor?
Everybody's a friggin' TV star.
It leans towards fruit punch, Josh.
God.
But
she was unable to articulate.
She don't like it.
He had to say she don't like it.
She don't like it.
Madison is trying to sip and she's not able to use words to tell you how it tasted.
Rob, Josh, we should do a meet up there. Yeah, I know. I gotta go.
Dollywood.
I know they're horrifying. I know they're scary. I know they can kill you. But I am so addicted to bear videos. And let's say you go into your house and you look in the kitchen and you get this.
Alyssa, there's a bear in the house, Alyssa.
Get up.
Stay upstairs.
I've seen this one.
Oh my god.
Look at that.
Oh my god.
Get the fuck out of here.
And he's just walking around.
That guy.
Mom!
Yeah, tell your mother.
We need someone to
get inside the.
You gotta bang some cops or something.
Yeah. The worst thing is if you have a picnic basket.
You know what's great about bears?
What?
The bear is so. The people are like out of their minds, obviously.
Yeah.
And the bear is just unfazed.
Yeah. He's just living it up.
That's like,
you know, as they say, Mike,
he went back to the fridge. He had it open.
Living his best life. Let's close with another animal video. Do you? I know you have dogs and you're my favorite voice guy. Do you ever assign voices to your dogs?
Yeah, I've done it on the show, you know, over the years.
Yeah.
You know, and
you haven't done it in a while.
You know what? I'll do a Stubby voice and a Winslow voice. Tomorrow on the show.
I love it. Okay. This lady that did this video has a German Shepherd. And this is what she thought the German Shepherd would say at the pool.
Scheiße, you all fell into the dangerous water. Here, let me save you. Come closer. No, do not splashy me. I'm trying to rescue you. Come closer so that you can grab onto my paws. And I will pull you out of... No, please help me help you, you stupid freaking idiot.
So that's
great German accent.
What Germans do.
Great German accent. You'll help me to help you.
I like that the opening is scheiße.
I spike off with a guy from Germany and they, you know, there's no filter. You know, it's like,
no.
Yeah, it's like when this guy, we're playing with this guy and he hits into the woods. God, I hate when that happens. Well, then maybe you should try to play better. Yeah, say the obvious. That's the way it goes. Hey, we got to get out of here. Sorry for the technical issues on my end. I fell asleep. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh Sorokin, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Rob, no sound effects coming.
I know. See you later, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm over here now.